has. It has definitely stretched me. You know what? I think that I've really learned it's not all about me and my efforts.
Ooh, say it again.
It's not about me and my efforts. Are you old enough to know the show Dallas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, her father is who the character of J.R. Ewing was based after.
No.
Not a real sweetheart. Yes, but he did actually come, so I can think about all the ways to put all these puzzle pieces together. And my morning time with the Lord is the most precious time of the day. And she started telling me, and she's crying, and I'm crying, and, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, thank God for good eyelash glue. But she is telling me that her husband died a year and a half ago.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for joining us for another episode. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we sit down and talk to business owners and community leaders in our area and just learn tips and tricks for how to do business better and to give them an opportunity to share their heart, to share their story and their mission so that you can take that information, go back into the world, and just do what you do better. And we're so thankful to have you, Miss Renee Hall with Bot Radio, joining us today. Thank you for coming back.
I am so thrilled to be here. I love sitting down and talking with Kristen.
Absolutely. I love hanging out with me too. So the last time you were here, you actually sat down with our other host, Erin, and you talked all about Bot Radio and where it came from and what it does. I'm going to dig a little deeper. I'm going to make you tell me about you and about your story and about your passions behind what you do and how you came to be with Bot Radio.
Okay. Well, so, I'm pretty transparent, so I may say more than you want.
That's not a thing. Okay. I'm all for it. So we're going to dig right in.
Okay, sure.
I want to know how you came to be in the position you're in. So how did Renee go from high school doing my thing? I know you were in the pink bubble Mary Kay for a while, were you
for
not?
For just a minute, but that was way back. That was actually my first company, and on my 18th birthday. So I started with that. And I went on to a couple of things already. She's been sleuthing, but just from conversation, you know that. But yeah, I went from that, and I will probably always be in the beauty industry just because it relaxes me so much. But yeah, started the Pink Bubble. I was a flight attendant and I was a cruise director. And I also was a health club owner. I owned women's fitness centers and weight loss clinics. Yes. And now I would love to have access to that. But you know, I've got the DAC right here. And so
And they're chamber members.
Exactly. And one of the best podcasts was the one that you did with Mr. Creech.
Yes. So, Robert Creech is precious. Yeah. I love him so much.
So for me, I think it was a calling and not, I didn't get there the way that a typical career path would go, as you just brought out. Or even the way that somebody in media would go. I will say this, my mother, being the very successful Mary Kay consultant that she was, she took her earnings and she had the Gulf Coast television, our local cable news outlet, as well as access to the local rights to MTV when it was in its heyday, which I think it's off the air now.
It's gone.
Country, well, you know, we have to all, a moment of silence. Country music TV, you know, ESPN and all of that sort of thing. So we always thought I would grow up and go into broadcasting, but I didn't think I had the voice for that. So I went the beauty industry and, like I said, the beauty wellness. But my heart has always been about connecting people and love connections. And so what happened, I knew about this position that they had available. I loved Bot Radio. I've met them actually through chamber events and, you know, knew what they did in the community, knew that they had a presence, not just voices far away, you know, that you'll never meet or have anything to do with. And I knew that they literally served their community and they were able to open up this opportunity. And my husband and I were called in for an interview. I was just going to go to say hi. Didn't know I was going to get, you know, videoed and all of those things. But as we were leaving, our regional manager came out to say hello to me and my husband. And he said, I know you're still connected in DeSoto County. At the time, we were serving, my husband's a pastor, and we were serving a church in central Mississippi. But had kept her home in Olive Branch. And anyway, so from there, I just said, yeah, we're still connected. And I want to know if you've ever filled that community relations role. And just kind of went through there, started talks. And when we moved back home, I say 4 months later, the job was ready for me to hit the ground running. So
that's awesome.
That is how I ended up there. It was a calling.
And that's how all the best plans go. It's true. It's when it's God's plan exactly. And it just lays it right on out.
He did.
I love it.
He opened every door.
I love that so much. And the whole concept behind saying, okay, well, this doesn't sound like it's where I was going to be headed, you know, mm-hmm. because of the realm that you were in.
Right.
The fact is, though, is that that was just the particular vehicle you were in at that moment. Mm-hmm. Because you've been doing the connecting and relationship building your whole life.
I think so, accidentally.
I'm speaking it on you. That is just who you are.
Well, thank you. I received that.
That is just part of you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm a lot of the same way. And it's like, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to do that. In that vehicle.
You're right. It doesn't matter what it is. Because we used to joke when I had my women's fitness centers, we used to say, I've got an employment agency in here. Because we were always matching somebody. Yes. Even to the point of I had an employee who had, she had recently gone through a divorce and getting her new apartment and everything. Well, I had a lady go, well, I have an extra Christmas tree. And it was just, you know, just that kind of connection. And I feel like it's a little bit like what you do here at the chamber, just matching up. You know, people's what their needs are. And, oh, we've got somebody that can serve you there.
And there have been many times where it's gone to that level, too, where it's not even, hey, you do this in business. Well, mm-hmm. this person needs that
exactly.
in business.
Yeah.
We have referred people for random different things, too. There'd be people having a meeting in this office space and someone would be taking a tour of the facility and absolutely. Talking about them having an art sale from stuff that they've made at mm-hmm. home. Well, the person in that meeting overheard it and was redecorating their house and ended up going after their meeting to look at their art. Oh my,
that's so neat.
Completely.
Doesn't that bring you so random. Much joy?
I love it mm-hmm. because it's just making those connections on every level. Mm-hmm.
And
I love
so,
that.
That's it. And sometimes it's helping somebody, ultimately helping them find their church or their place to serve or connecting ministries to people who maybe have the funds or the time and they're looking for something to pour into. Yeah. But
well, doing that now that you've gone from where you were to this role, mm-hmm. making those connections, in what ways has that maybe stretched you a little bit more than you had been in the other roles?
It has. It has definitely stretched me. You know what? I think that I've really learned it's not all about me and my efforts.
Ooh, say it again.
It's not about me and my efforts. It's not because there's so many. I have had learned to really to lean on the Holy Spirit. He'll direct to help put people together, put me in places where maybe this person needs to know that person or just the amazing thing is when you've got that radio program that comes on at exactly the time that somebody needs to hear something. And I have been so honored to hear that time and time again. And that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So that would be where it stretched me. And it's been very freeing.
That's one of the best things when you can just like look back and you hear that and it's like, thank you for letting me be a part of that.
Yes.
That wasn't me, but yes. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. mm-hmm.
That was awesome. So speaking of the radio program coming on at the right mm-hmm. time, there are a lot like flagship programs that Bot Radio has that you guys talk about that everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. Are there any that you just feel are great quality stuff that aren't in the mainstream that everybody knows about?
I think I do. I'm constantly getting excited when I meet somebody and go, oh, have you listened to this one yet? Have you listened to this person yet? And so some of those would be, well, anything that's going to preach and teach over a time period. Maybe it's not that one wow sermon that changes your life, but anything a little bit on the daily. Do you have time for a story that involves DeSoto County?
Absolutely. Okay.
I will try to make it brief. But we had, Sam Mullins, Mike Forbes, and they were, you know, they worked together on some things and some projects. And when they were building Silo, they were listening to a fairly new guy that we had on, Colin Smith. who just basically teaches you how to go through the Bible. And they would meet together on job site as they were building Silo and discussed what they had heard early that morning on Bot Radio. Well, Charles Burnett said, well, when we get the bank finished, you have a meeting place. And so from there, and you may know about this, but it has grown and they started popping up and even getting on an airplane and flying over and showing other men how to start these very simple, just simple discipleship, just where the only text is the Bible. And they just go through. And for a long time, they did not allow pastors in because they didn't want anybody. They wanted the everyday person to share their insights. Well, it just so happens that they have taken it to, they started doing a podcast. And now we've made it a radio show. And you can hear them on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock on Bot Radio. So that is one that's very new. And that is local.
I love
that.
That's
right here in DeSoto County. And it's just been so exciting. Even Mr. Bot featured them at our big NRB, National Radio Broadcasting Breakfast last year. So that's exciting. So that's a program that comes on. Another one I talk about all the time is Alan Jackson. And not the country singer.
Oh, but he is getting really excited for a second.
I know. But he is in the Nashville area. We've had him come here. I'm going to do a pastor's appreciation luncheon for us. And then another one that is up and coming to me. Well, I like Jack Hibbs. He's been around for a while. So he's on at 10. But then at 11, well, then we've got Alan Jackson. But Gary Hamrick. And he's only been on for about a year. And I'm always asking people if they have found him yet. Just to help people with just some, you know, everyday issues, timely, what's going on in our world right now. You know, they tackle the hard issues, but from a biblical perspective, not a personal opinion. So
at the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So your go-to when you have your normal quiet time, when you spend time with the Lord, but when you're not at work, when you're wanting to listen to something, what is your go-to? That you listen to on Bot.
That I listen to on Bot. Mm-hmm. You know, I love our app and I talk about the app a lot. So yeah. I will set up different like playlists, you know, for when I'm feeling certain things. But I love our Mid-South Viewpoint because that's local. But I really do like Alan Jackson. I gravitate to him.
All right, Colby. So I'm going to have to check that one out because I don't know about
you do.
Alan
and
Jackson.
I will say there was a certain chamber employee that I told about Alan Jackson, and now she has a notebook that she listens to Alan Jackson's show, and she has a notebook completely devoted to his show. So, yes, I do really like him. But we got to be careful because
awesome.
We love all of our preachers and teachers.
We love all of them
yes.
equally. They are all doing God's work, and that is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yes. So the app, is that relatively new?
Well, we had it. It was my saving grace before I moved back home because we were just outside the range. So with the app, a couple of years old, but it's you can pull up past programs for just going way back. You know, you can search on there and you know, when was Stacy Dodd on Mid-South Viewpoint, for example? Yeah. You know, you can, and I'll tell people that when I get to Work Hope Center events. But like I said, you can create a playlist on it so you can search things. Maybe you're in the car and you're trying to get to that next appointment because a lot of people listen about radio in their cars. Mm-hmm. And you want to go back to that, then it's fine. You go back and you can search it and you can listen to the end and listen again. You can share from there. And there's some video on there as well. But I love the app. And we all have Bluetooth, you know, in our cars now. So we can drive to California and never miss a thing.
I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So for you personally, with just the people you've been able to meet, and the connections you've been able to make. Is there a specific story that you just hold in your heart that's like, yeah, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing?
I am so blessed to have so many stories and opportunities where I get to stop everything and get to pray with somebody because they'll come share something with me, you know. Yes, I'm thinking of the most recent one was a lady that I met at a vendor event, and she started telling me, and she's crying, and I'm crying, and, you know, it's like, oh, my goodness. Thank God for good eyelash glue. But she is telling me that her husband died a year and a half ago, and that she really, since he's died, she really, really has trouble sleeping at night. And so she likes the program June Hunt in the night, but other programs. So she said she may wake up four times during the night, and she just hits her phone and she listens to Bot Radio and then goes back to sleep. And so that stories like that I get to hear all the time, but that one really touched me.
So with you being able to be the face and go out and make these connections, what is the most enjoyable thing about what you get to do day to day?
Oh, my goodness. I have the best job. I really do. When I see somebody make a connection and just come alive, when there is somebody that I know they want to link to our listeners, mm-hmm. and I can, you know, I don't do sales. I can connect them to somebody that can help them. And they're always amazed at how we can really reach their clients and who they're looking for and help them, you know, clear the weeds and get directly to the person that they want to talk to. That's one of the exciting things. And then the other thing is always just a life changed. That is so exciting for me as you get to, now I've been there a few years now, so I get to follow some of the stories and find somebody who, through a totally roundabout way by finding her hairdresser, somebody who had a brother that had a drug addiction, getting them connected. And then now they have their church. And those things make me just, you know, make me do it. It lights me up and I can't even sleep, but in a good way.
So what does your day look like day to day? What do you get to do for Bot Radio?
Well, I do work a lot, or I do try to work a lot with pastors and just let them know that we're not a competition. We're here to help disciple their members, because let's face it, nobody is under the sound of their pastor's ear, you know, 24/7. And we want to help be that voice that keeps that person going. So, you know, as a pastor's wife, they don't have to call them at 1 a.m. There might be something that can get them through the night. But day to day. So I am in the office some. Our office is up on Poplar. And it's real exciting when people are coming in for interviews and I get to meet some really neat guests that way. Mm-hmm. I really get to serve the community, working with the businesses, working with the churches, and just helping people to make connections. Like, for example, we've helped some of the assisted living places to find their mm-hmm. pastors, you know, just because using our resources to make connections that way. And it really is connecting. No 2 days look the same.
I love that. That definitely makes a difference in your job, being able to not have that mundane same thing every day.
I can't do it.
I have done it. I've been there, done that.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Through Christ, I can do all things. I can do it. It's not my preference. Yes. So I do love a lot of, it's the same thing on repeat, but then I love all that it's happening with all the different lives and the different stories. And
right. It's really fun. It's always different. Even when it's not, it's still different.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I don't know if your listeners will know what we mean, but you know what I mean. Okay.
They understand me. It's fine. Yeah. So when you're not at work mm-hmm. and you're not doing your awesome.
It's Bellamy Cosmetics. It's a neat story. We work together corporately. The founder of the company, we work together corporately mm-hmm. at Avon. We were both corporate managers. And she started this company and we all thought she had lost her mind. It's very much like a Mary Kay story, because she was seasoned in age when she did that. And she had worked for all these different companies and kind of knew on a napkin it was born what she would do if she were at the helm. And her husband said, okay, but what would you do? And she's like, well, beauty, of course. But anyway, they have been immensely blessed. And this glow juice, she did not realize, this is God, she didn't realize she was creating everything she was developing. She has very high standards for what she developed. She wants to be best in class. Anyway, what she was developing was all that was meeting symptoms of her lupus, that she didn't know she had lupus. So she just got diagnosed with lupus, which that was one of the things that I was drawn to, is I do have lupus and Sjogren's diagnosis, and the products that were made were meeting that need. So anyway, I don't know how you want to frame that, but that's
an incredible thing. I actually know a couple of different people that have recently been diagnosed with lupus or have been dealing with it for a time.
It's a whole new world, and it can become a part-time job.
So tell me a little bit about that. I know it's a side hustle. I know it's not about radio, but we're here to talk about you. We're here to talk about you and what you do and your passions, and I want people to know all the things. And that can be a huge thing. So tell me a little bit about that. What is the name of the company?
The name of the company is Bellamy, and Bella means beautiful. So it means beautiful me. So every time you say it, you're affirming beautiful me.
All right. Okay. I love that. I wanted to make sure that that gets out there because there are people that are struggling with lupus that I know that if they have questions or things that they, there's a resource.
I will always share, again, it's the connection. I'll always share what I know. You know, obviously I'm not a doctor, but I will share the things I found, you know.
Absolutely. Because see, that goes back in to that creating that connection. Yes. Somebody was here for something completely different.
Exactly.
But you have this wealth of information within you through the experiences that you've done. It's not just, hey, I work here. And so if I can help you with this, this is here. This is what I do. There's so much more.
That's it. Exactly.
There's so much more.
It's not always the reason that you think it's going to be.
Absolutely. I mean, at one point, I worked at an automotive garage as an assistant manager. At one time, I drove charter buses. At one time, I lived in the Mary Kay Pink bubble as one of the directors for a while. Yeah. I've done so many different things, but through all of it, it's been making connections and taking care of people.
It is, exactly. And that's why I knew I was equipped to work at Bot Radio, but it wasn't the direction that I would have thought. And you know, I had a little bit of a hang up at first, but you know what? God equips the called.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. So what have you seen since you've been involved with Bot Radio? What have you seen that has been something that you didn't expect? Something innovative, something that they're doing that has really just been more than what you could have expected?
The largeness of it. I guess I didn't really realize, just because, you know, we're in our own, we have our own local community and we have ours. I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I'm from Biloxi. Yeah. We didn't have a Bot affiliate, but we do now. And I keep telling them, if y'all need me to go down there and run that or just check on things But of course, all of my friends were listening on the app before we had a station in Gulfport. So Christian radio was extremely important to me, but I didn't realize how many other people really depended on it. Like, for example, James Dobson, to raise your children. How do you raise children without that? Or you know, things like faith and finance. You know, I learned a lot of what I know about finances from listening to Christian radio. So I guess it surprised me to learn, and I think that was your question, surprised me, to learn that so many other people just felt that there was this huge community of they felt the same way. And then just to get them, hear them together talking about, well, you know, whoever says, oh, you heard that too. So
I love that. That's awesome.
Kind of neat.
So in your journey with this and all the things that you have done, you have met just everybody, like so many different walks of life. What is the most interesting story, most interesting person that you have ever met? Come on.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you who first popped in my mind because it was one of the latest people that I met. I mentioned earlier, June Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you're familiar with her program, but it, in the night, and I just, you know, just a neat lady, just a well-spoken, just a very dignified Southern lady. And, you know, I tried to be very calm and cool and not gush over, which I don't. I mean, you know, other people, it's like they see, you know, I don't know, some celebrity in there. And I'm like, oh, but she's so wise. And I just want to stand next to her. Well, let me tell you who she is. Are you old enough to know the show Dallas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, her father is who the character of J.R. Ewing was based after.
No.
Not a real sweetheart. Yes, but he did actually come to the Lord, I found out from her in his later years. But yes.
Wow.
So that is the real life. J.R., his daughter, has just had a very fruitful ministry in her life.
That is so cool. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. That
okay.
Is
that a good
cool
one? Okay.
That's a great right one. That's really cool. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Give me a second. One that's not recent.
Well, okay. There was a day that we were doing Byron was doing an interview with Kevin Sorbo, you know, the actor Kevin Sorbo. Yeah. And he said, well, when I finish, I might be able to have y'all come in and just pop in on the Zoom. And I said, oh, I'm not starstruck, but I did put on lipstick. Well, now we go to the National Religious Broadcasters events, which is coming up in February, which I'm so honored to get to work those. And that's where I really get to meet people. But he's just old news now because you see him everywhere. He's everywhere, but that's kind of cool. And there's one more, Dr. Tony Evans. He's always been a favorite of mine. And last year at NRB, he passed me on this bridge that was like a wooden bridge inside the Gaylord Texan.
Yeah.
You know, and I looked at my coworker and I said, is that because she came to us from Tony Evans? She said, it is. I said, oh. And I just turned around and you could hear my little heels clicking all through, but I just went and introduced myself. And of course he was just a very dignified man and, you know, but yeah, it's been really neat to meet these people, not because it's them. They're just people just like you and I are, yeah. But just that they have had so much wisdom and they've made such an impact in the kingdom. And it's all about impact for me. Yeah. So that's it.
And just the fact that they are just like us.
They're just like us.
They go through the day with the same insecurities and the same. So that affirmation means the world to them a lot of times anyway, mm-hmm. too, because they are just like us.
Everybody wants to know they're making a difference, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, you're not doing anything that they don't need anyway. So.
I mean, if somebody wants to chase me down and tell me that I'm helping right? them out, I want to hear it.
Come on, so, yeah. Tell me I'm fabulous. Yes, yes that's
exactly.
Okay.
Well, you're fabulous, Kristen. Well, I think I tell you that.
Yeah. You're fabulous too.
Thank you.
So is there anything that I haven't asked you that you need the world to know about you, Miss Renee?
That I need the world to know about me?
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks I'm just this major extrovert, just like with you, and everybody thinks that. But I'm not really. I'm very, I have to sit back so I can think about all the ways to put all these puzzle pieces together. And my morning time with the Lord is the most precious time of the day. You know, my husband and I both, we do have, you know, public and people facing roles. And I just protect that first hour with everything in me. I will let Hal talk to me, but for the most part, I'm like, you know, don't. And just because, you know, I'm up early, don't text me. Like, I don't talk to anybody but Jesus in the morning. And I just would encourage everybody, don't, instead of just getting up and rushing into your day, whatever your quiet time looks like to you. But that is, I just would love to be on a crusade to have the whole world have a good, calm morning routine when they,
absolutely.
Before they face the world.
You have to protect your peace.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
Because the way you start your day is the way the rest of your day is going to go.
It is.
Every time.
And listen and take time to listen and journal what you feel like you're hearing from the Lord that day.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I haven't been journaling. You're calling me to the carpet on that.
Well,
one.
I can always get back to it. I mean, do I need to buy you a journal?
I have one and it sits there and I pet it every so often. But
I can. And of course, it's a great place to keep your radio notes. But I can tell where I am. And with my walk with the Lord and just in my life by how fast I go through journals.
Yeah.
So.
And the fact that I don't need a new one for the new year is
I know.
Pretty telling. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah. The one I bought last year was 360 pages. And I'm still using it. So, but that's it. I would encourage everybody to have a quiet time.
Absolutely. Awesome. Okay. So if there is one thing about bot radio that nobody knows that you think is a huge, huge thing about bot that people don't know, misconception, missed opportunity, what do they need to do? What do they need to check out?
Because I have got to work closely with Rich Bot just to see what a man of he's the real deal and the integrity that he has and see the way he manages and handles people. And sometimes has to have, you know, some of the difficult conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only for, you know, a week out of the year that I get to be there and just be a fly on the wall and serve and hear that. That is pretty awesome. But something that's kind of neat, this will be our Mid-South, our WCRV, 640 AM. This will be our 40th anniversary. So that's why my meeting was running late today. We were talking about all the fabulous ways that we want to celebrate those who have supported or been a part of the Bot Radio in Memphis story. But it goes all the way back. Now, Bot Radio itself is 64 years old, but it goes back a little further to this year, makes 100 years because Shirley Bot's father had a radio station. And they have been in broadcasting. So they've been getting the word out for 100 years.
That's incredible.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I had no idea. That is good.
There was my fun fact that you didn't know.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So when are we doing celebrations? When are we doing this 40 year?
We're going to do it sometime between Labor Day and Thanksgiving Day. And okay. We really do, of course, you know, we really want to invite everyone that has played part of the story. So we are new in the planning, but I hope I'll get to share some of that with chamber members. And
yeah, because we will be there.
Okay.
That's what good. I do.
Okay. We awesome. Want you there. Thank you
for coming and sitting down with me for a little while.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me pick your brain and get in there.
You did. I hope it's cohesive, but I did. I love being with you, and we appreciate the Chamber of Commerce so much. I don't know how anybody does business without a Chamber of Commerce.
Me either.
Especially now. Are we calling you the Fab Five? Is that what we are now?
We are officially now the Fab Five.
That's exciting.
Yes, we're letting another little bird come into the family, and she fits right in with our crazy, perfect. And it's fantastic.
It has to. It takes a special person.
They let me in. They'll let anybody in. So thank you so much for sitting down with me, Miss Renee. I love you so much. You were precious.
And you are very precious to me, too.
And guys, I am so thankful that you got to join us for this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Bot Radio has an amazing amount of resources and just spiritual guidance for anything you're going through from your day-to-day lives. There's many different things to choose from. Even if you don't have the app, you can listen live. What are the different stations? Let's go ahead and remind
them. We are 640 AM. That is your strongest signal. That's going to take you into about six states. Okay. And then we've got 100.7 for us down here, 93.7 FM. But I would encourage you, if you're on the app, you want to make sure you're hitting the Memphis stream so that you're getting all the local news and information.
All right. There you go.
All right.
So check out Bot Radio, download the app, and if you haven't done so, click that subscribe button down at the bottom so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.